Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. The title of today's show, Feeding Our Feathered Friends in Winter. You know, every time I'm somewhere, I might be at a family function, somewhere along the lines, people start talking about nature because obviously, hey, I'm the environmental scientist, the nature guy, and questions come up and people begin to ask me questions about birds and migration, etc. And then it's sort of, sometimes I lead them there, but it's to feeding the birds in the wintertime. And let me just say this. Sometimes you just get to see some birds that have migrated down. For example, the junco makes its way out of Canada and makes its way to my home for the winter. So just by having a feeder out there, I get to see some of the juncos. We'll talk about where they feed and how other birds feed in a little bit. But I want you to know that it is a peace-filled hobby to be a bird watcher, especially when you could bring them so close. We've got a few different feeding stations, and we'll talk about those in a few seconds. But my main one is right out my front door, 10 feet, and on that front porch, 10 feet away, you're looking at some beautiful birds. And it is a hobby that's perfect for all ages. It is a great way to get children into nature. My niece Gabby, we have a bird book in the back of my truck. And as we're traveling everywhere, she's going, I see, I see. And I say, well, tell me about it. And she'll pull out the book because she's seeing the birds at my feeder. And then she's seeing the birds on the road. So you know, you're taking that education one place, putting it into another. Now, here's a cool fact, and I've mentioned this a few times on some of my shows. Did you know that birds can feel the change in barometric pressure, which means they know when a storm is coming? So let's talk about winter snowstorms. They will know before you do, and all you need to do is see when the birds go crazy in a feeding frenzy, they can feel the change coming, and they just say, I better eat a lot right now because food's going to be scarce very shortly. Farmers always look at this because they are looking, obviously, and need to, for predictors of weather. So that is true. So there's a real cool fact for you. And another cool fact, this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, let's talk about types of seeds. And I want to give you the major types that people use. You can go into some of the seed catalogs or birding catalogs and see a vast array of seeds. But the ones that people typically use are black oil sunflower seeds. And I'm going to get into all of them and why you'd use them, etc. There is bags of mixed seed. You got millet, a couple other different things inside of there. And then there is thistle seed. And thistle seed is used specifically to attract, so let's just start talking about that, to attract a specific type of bird. The goldfinch loves thistle seed. So if you want to attract goldfinch, you can go with thistle. And they have actually thistle feeders, and they look like little, you know, I guess little sacks that go out there because the seed is real tiny. So if you were to put the thistle seed in a regular tube feeder, it would just literally slide out. So, and those thistle feeders, the little sacks, are really inexpensive. Most times when you buy the seed, the sack is included in it. You just hang the sack outside. Now, let's talk about tube feeders versus seed bells. Well, tube feeders, just like they sound, are the long columnar tubes that are there. And you fill that with seed, and I'm letting you know, for real, you fill it with seed. And when I first started to feed, and this is many years ago, I was sometimes filling those tubes up 2 and 3 times a day. The birds just zip through them, bang, 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 bang. Well, it does get to become an expensive hobby. A few years back, I started to try a seed bell, and it looks just like a bell. It comes with its own little mesh bag. You put it in, hang it in, and it's glued together with a couple of different glucose products, so it's a little sugary piece that's inside of there, and the birds need to work at it for a little bit. I'm going to let you know that seed bells work very well in terms of getting birds to come to your feeder, and they last sometimes for weeks. So one seed bell, so your cost, and I don't get any money from the seed bell company because I don't think there's a Joey B. Seed Bell company out there, but I'm going to let you know that Inspector Dave and I, and we'll talk about ordering a little bit because his property is not far from mine, and we go through the seed bells there, and we have found through time that seed bells definitely are more cost-effective, getting the same birds. So now let's switch over to suet. And there's different types of suet. And you can buy suet with blueberries and suet with cranberries and suet with this and that. Well, I'm going to let you know that Jimmy Houston, great fisherman, TV shows, and he says, fishing lures don't catch fish, they catch fishermen. I mean, in other words, who's being attracted to it? You are in the store and people are buying. Well, I think some people buy suet based on what's inside of it. I would recommend, since most of it is a fattened product, that's really what suet is fat. I probably wouldn't recommend tasting it. So with that in mind, I think unless you find one that really, really works for you, I think any suet product or just plain suet works. I will let you know that using suet is a great way to attract woodpeckers. So if you have a feeding station and you can put out that extra station, I would recommend suet for that reason. Now, we have birds that are ground feeders, going back to that junco I saw about migration. Well, they love seed that's obviously on the ground. So you can get a platform feeder, which is just like it sounds. You're taking the ground and moving it up. It's a flat surface up top, so you can get a better look that way. But what I simply do is under my bell feeder at that station, because we'll talk about different stations. Under my bell feeder, I just simply take, I have a bag of loose seed, and I throw it there. Hey, with the seed bell, do some of the seeds fall to the ground? Yeah, but it's not quite enough to attract. For example, cardinals are ground feeders, although the cardinals around here have learned to adapt to my seed bell. So it's pretty cool to see a male or female cardinal on my seed bell as well. Now, with your feeding stations, that goes along with what I call our viewing stations. You want to position them in a way that you can actually enjoy them. So I was discussing with you the one out the front door of my house because it's got a beautiful bay window that's there where I can look in a little porched area. And sometimes I will actually, during snowstorms, actually open the door, TV camera right there, and we are filming birds coming to feeder and ground feeders right there. So up close and personal. Springtime, early spring, I'm sitting outside. We have a couple rocking chairs on the porch. And you're now less than 10 feet away. And as long as you're quiet and calm, the birds still go to the feeders. And you get to see them up close and personal. And a lot of you can see some of my photos. Because, you could find me on Facebook and Tumblr and Twitter and all these different things. But so many of you tweet me questions and comments, sometimes even photos. And you could tweet me at Joey B Outdoors, J-O-E-Y-B-E-E Outdoors. And send me some of those photos. And I get some great photos. Because I'll be talking about something. Somebody, well, how about... and there I go and get a photo. So I appreciate all of that. Now, with your viewing stations, my property, well, we've got a seed bell in the front, and then I put suet in the back. And the suet's going to attract some of the same birds, but I'm going to let you know that I am a chickadee-aholic. I love chickadees. My favorite winter birds are female cardinals in the snow, just the way they stand out, and the chickadees. And you're going to get the chickadees on both of them. And then we're going to track some of the different types of woodpeckers in the backyard as well. So, and put them in a place where you can enjoy them. You might have a bird book handy. You might have pairs of binoculars that are handy. So it might not just be you. It might be a guest. One of your guests are saying, wow, take a look at the bird book. And here's a pair of binoculars. Take a look up close and personal. And many times my cameras, and I have these giant zooms that are on it. I say, hey, use one of the cameras, take a photo or two, but just take a good look with them too. Now, another piece of the puzzle with feeding our feathered friends is, yes, I know that you bathe out there, and I tend to bathe from time to time. Well, birds need the same thing, and they need a bird bath. They don't need an ice skating rink. So many people, what they do is their habits from summer to winter change, and they'll just leave their bird bath out there and it's frozen. Well, they make heaters, and it's inexpensive, and you can run a bird bath heater going. So it's like a little bird jacuzzi there, and the birds can actually use that in the wintertime as well. Now, let's switch over when you're purchasing seeds. So those seed purchases. First thing I'm going to tell you is check sales. Check some nurseries, one that sells plants, not kids. A little joke out there. Anyway, how about some of the outdoor stores and feed stores that are out there? My deal is always buy from a reputable dealer. Make sure you know that what you're getting is quality. And it's better to buy enough seed for the season. And I'm going to let you know that depends on two things. It depends on what is the winter like in your area. Is it very snowy and cold like where I live? Is it a little bit warmer? Are you in the Southwest? Where it's so you have to figure that out. And then every year, it changes from year to year depending on the weather. There are some years that I go through tons of seed bells, and I don't literally mean tons, but many seed bells. And there's some years where I go through less. So, but I'm going to say over time, and we're note takers. So over time, try to figure out what you need, and you're going to get a better price when you order in bulk. Now, seed storage. They should always be put, I don't care whether they're bells or whatever, be put in a metal can. So I have to tell you the non-metal can story for this year. Now, I already chatted with you that Inspector Dave and I, his property is down the road, and we will purchase cases of seed bells together, split them up. He has many, many feeding stations, so he gets a lot more seed bells than I do. Well, every year in my garage, which is attached to my home, I have all my kayaks in there, and I just simply leave them in a box. Whatever Inspector Dave gives me, the box, I put them there. I've never had any problems at all. This year, attached to my garage, is my workshop. I'm like little Santa. No, but I invent some products, so I have my workshop that's inside of there. And this year, I decided, for whatever reason, I put them in there. Well, first seed bell was done, and I went in there recently to reach in and grab a new seed bell. I just opened the box a little bit, reach in, and it felt like sawdust. And I said, what? And I opened the box, and a mouse ate every single seed bell. So I am telling you right now, even a guy like me who knows that he knows it's supposed to be metal cans, I'm like, hey, what's the big deal? In 20 years, never had a problem. I am now purchasing a metal can for my new seed bells because I had to reorder seed bells. So, hey, sometimes even guys like me get fooled a little bit. Well, there is a mouse. The way I know that this mouse, I'll have to keep looking at the mice all around here. The way I know that this mouse has eaten those is he's got to be about 400. He's got to be like the mutant mouse size-wise. He's got to be monstrous. But I will find him. I don't want my seeds back. Anyway, now, talking about when do you start feeding? Well, once again, we talk about where do you live and you're part of the area, of the country, etc. Well, I'm going to let you know that I start on Thanksgiving. I figure, hey, if I'm having a feast, so should they. How long does it take the birds to find it? I'm telling you right now, sometimes birds find it within the first 15, 20 minutes to an hour, and they're off and they're feeding. Here's the key deal. Once you start feeding, you must continue that feeding straight through to the spring because, hey, birds do become dependent upon a feeding source, and if it's there, so I'm going to let you know that that's one of the things. And when do you stop feeding? And I'm going to let you know I go into early spring because, you see, here's the deal. I want these birds, because many of them eat seed and insect, I want these birds to be nesting on or near my property because if they are, then they are insect eaters. So they're going to do some of that natural insect control around where I live. And I think that's something that we all would like. So that's something for you. Now, I was talking about my little workshop in there. If you happen to be a handyman, some person who's, handy, watch this, handyman, well, handy with your hands, you can do a little work. There are so many different birdhouses that you can build. I'm going to let you know that there are online plans for many, many different types. So let's talk, and you always hear me speak about safety. Safety glasses, number one. After that, follow, if you're using power tools, follow all safety tips that you should be following for them. And I'm going to let you know that here are two tips I'm going to give you. The size of the hole is dependent upon what type of bird then you will get inside the house. So it's important to check the size of the hole. If the hole is too large, sometimes you actually let birds that are predators peek their head in, pull out babies, and I've seen this happen in many homes, pull out babies, and so you need to make sure of that. So figure out the size of the hole, make sure it's appropriate. And those little pegs, when you go buy a birdhouse somewhere, I'm talking about a store-bought one, those little pegs, you want to cut those off. Because those little pegs allow the predator bird to land on it to reach in and grab a baby and be gone with it. If you cut the right size hole, only that bird that size can land in there. And it's amazing to watch them when I have my house wrens come in and all, to land in there and get inside of there. I'm going to let you know that I have one birdhouse that I've been using year after year out in the front near, hey, when that feeding station is being replaced, I'm hanging out one of my birdhouses there, and I get wrens in there every single year. It is awesome to listen to them sing. So it's awesome to listen to the amount of work. And I'm going to actually do a show on the workhorse wrens. That's not coming up till springtime anyway. But they are really, really great birds to watch their work rate. If you want to learn a little bit about humans and how we can become better workers of what we do and more efficient, these guys are. But hey, I'll tell you that on another show another day. And I already mentioned to you my favorite birds. And the only way I'm going to get my favorite winter birds there is to have those feeding stations. And feeding our feathered friends in the wintertime is so much fun. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.